So we start everything in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today I want to tell you two great stories. One you just heard. I used to be a school teacher, so if you're not looking at me, Benjamin, I might call you out, okay? Because I love you. So two stories, quickly. Sometimes adults and kids, we make the Christian life too complicated. Right? It's so much to do. Pray, fast, do all these things. But why do we do it all? So we can be loving like Christ. And how many of you guys really heard the gospel very well today? How many of you really paying attention? Let me review in case you weren't. Right? There's a story of a man who was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. He was walking. He got beat up. You know what beat up means? He got beat up. He got kicked. And he was almost dead on the side of the road. Now, we can hardly imagine that because we live in a really peaceful place. And all of a sudden, a priest of the Old Testament, a Jewish priest, walked by. Did he help him? No, he went around. He went to the other side to ignore it because he had official business to do, right? And then a Levite, who was kind of like a priest also, a spiritual person of the Jews, he also ignored him, true? And then a Samaritan. You know what a Samaritan means, but Jews didn't like Samaritans. Like the Samaritan woman, they were considered like no one touched them. You couldn't be friends with them if you were a Jew. No, they were considered like not spiritual people. But what did the Samaritan do when he saw him? He had compassion on him. He didn't avoid the problem. He didn't say, that's inconvenient. I want to go watch my show. He didn't say, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do what I want to do. He said, I'm going to sacrifice what I want to do so that I can help this person. And what did he do? He took him. Put him on his own beast, on his horse, or whatever he was riding on, and he took him to a hotel, to an inn, and he said, please take care of this person, right? And he poured on oil and wine, which was like the medicine of the time, to heal the man's wounds, right? To help him, right? And he said, here's the money, please take care of him, and if I owe you anything else, I'll pay you when I get back. Who had love? Who had compassion? The first two? No. The last one, who people didn't like. They didn't think he was a spiritual person. How often do we judge people and say, oh, that's a spiritual person, that's not a spiritual person? It's very sad because the priest should have been the first one to help, right? And that's what Jesus didn't like about the Jews and the Jewish religion. It was all about rules, right? But most important, the rule of love. And I heard many of your confessions recently, and many of yours. And you know what the biggest sin for all of us is? All of us? Is me, me, me. Selfish. Thinking of me all the time. I'm going to hit my sister because I care about myself more than her. She touched my stuff. Right? I'm going to yell at my wife because she offended me. Right? You see, it's all about us and our happiness. And Christ teaches today. Because who can tell me among the kids, what were the first words of the gospel? This man comes to Jesus and what question does he ask? It's the most important question in the world. Who can tell me? No, Justine, I don't believe you. Anna? Yeah, what can I do to inherit eternal life? What does that mean? He says, what can I do so I can live forever? Even when I die, I won't be afraid. I can live forever with God. What do I do? And then Jesus asks him, what do you think? And he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind. That's a good answer, right? But then the man asks, but who is my neighbor? For instance, it's pretty easy for me to love my wife. You know why? Because she's great. And she treats me with love and she's scared me. It's pretty easy to love my kids because they're lovely and I enjoy being with them. But that's not hard, right? So, oh, I'm a good person. I can love my neighbor. But who's your neighbor? Your neighbor is anyone, Benjamin. Anyone. Anyone here, you have to be willing to stop what you're doing and love them more. Let me ask you a question, guys. Pantaleon, right? Right? Silas, let me ask you a question. If you can't love your brothers and sisters, or your wife, or your husband, who is very easy to love, how can you love someone you don't even know? Impossible. So it begins at home by loving your brothers, your sisters, your mom, your dad, your children, your husband, your spouse, more than your stinking self. All of our sins come from, I love myself more than God, and I love myself more than their people. Yeah, I love my mom. Yeah, I love church, but I love me first. Because if we love Jesus first, we don't mind. I love you, Jesus, more than I love sleeping. So I'm going to stay up a little bit later and do my prayers. Kids know this, right? I'm really hungry. It's liturgy time. Oh, my tummy's rumbling right now. Mine is too, by the way, right? We don't have snacks in the altar and behind the thing here. We don't. I'm hungry too, but we say, Jesus, I love you more. I want to wait to receive your bread, which comes from heaven. I want to live forever with you, so I'm going to wait. You see, kids get it, right? But that means sacrificing yourself, right? That means saying no to your selfish desires, right? You understand what I'm saying, Joachim? You do, right? Because it's always like, me, I want that, me. Adults, we are not much different. Adults, we are these kids in adult-grown bodies with the assumption that we somehow figured it out, but who are we kidding? Right? This man did the right thing, didn't he? Right, Abel? Right? Right, altar boy, Abel? Right? He did the right thing, and no one expected it, and it was a big blessing. There's an icon in the middle, I want you to look at it later, of St. John the Merciful. We celebrate him today. I'm going to tell you real quick about him. He was married. He had women. He had a wife. He didn't have women. No. He had, far from it, he had a wife and he had children. And guess what? They had a beautiful family and they died. His wife and kids got sick. Can you imagine how sad he was? But did he lose faith in Christ? No. Did he stop going to church? No. Did he say, forget, I'm not going to fast? No, he did it more. We have one little problem, adults. Oh, I got a problem. I can't go to church. That's just one more thing. Rather than saying, I got to go to church because that's how I get through the pain, right? So if you're sad or your grandma dies, should that be a reason to stay away from church? No, adults and kids. That should be why you want to be in church, to pray for them and love them. So he lost his wife and his children. Was he sad? Of course, a little bit. But he said, I'm going to, no matter, they are in God's hands now. I'm going to keep living for God. So he goes to a monastery, becomes a monk, becomes the most prayerful, the best fast, and the most loving. Just then, there was no bishop in the city of Alexandria, a big city, and they begged him, please keep him the bishop. You think he wanted to do that? No. He wanted to stay in his little monastery, but he loved people so much. He became the bishop. And you know what he was known for? Doing what you're doing right now. Being in liturgy, like we're in liturgy. Praying, fasting, singing, right? Going to confession, going to communion. He taught this life. But you know what he thought was the most important? All those things, so we can love people. You know who he especially loved? The poor. He especially loved the poor and the homeless. The first thing he did when he became Bishop Benjamin was this. I think of my own kids, right? But your kids are coming. Don't worry. Right? You know what he did? He said, let's make a list, to give you an idea how big the church was, of all the needy people around the church, around the cathedral. And you know how many it was? 7,000 families. 7,000 families, and he commanded that out of the treasury of the church, they be fed and given money every single day. Unbelievable. Why is it unbelievable? First of all, 7,000 families? That's unbelievable, right? Two, that tells you that you were very generous. Because how could the church do that? Because people gave. They didn't just tithe for the church, they died for the church. It was their whole life. Right? It was everything. So the bishop had the money to help the poor and the needy and those who were sick. He was an amazing person. But he could not be amazing by himself. Right? So how many people do you see? Maybe only when you go to church downtown. Right? That's it. But me and Father Paul and the deacons, we all day long were down here. We have the blessing of seeing sick, hungry, needy people that call the church, please help us. We can't pay our bill. We're losing our house. We're doing everything. And because you give, we can then go help them. And because you might not meet people in our opulent society, but we can give. So you need to give to the church. You need to. Right? So you can help them. You can save your own soul. So, I mean, I had someone the other day go, they fell in love with this church. Are you in love with this church? I'm in love with this, with Christ and with this community. And I had someone recently come to me and say, Father, I started tithing and giving. It's so beautiful. And he's like been bouncing on air to give. And he came to me last week and goes, Father, it's weird. I said, what? He said, I was talking to a person that comes every Sunday. And they come here all the time and they're Orthodox. And I asked him, do you tithe? And they were like, no, it's ridiculous. And he says, Father, I was ready to cry. He said, don't you love this place? Yes, but I don't have the money for that. He's like, I couldn't believe it, Father. And this wasn't a person that was rich by any means, but a person who found the joy. He says, Father, I don't get it. Like, if you fall in love with Christ and love this place, how can you not want to tithe? How can you not want to help the poor? You know why? Because our hearts aren't converted yet. Because we're still in love with ourselves more. Me. I might have to sacrifice a little of me rather than give it to Christ and give it to the poor and the needy. We're like the person, the rich priest, who says, no, I'm going to walk the other side. I'm going to walk on the other side so I can do my thing. I beg you, brothers and sisters, little ones, you don't have jobs yet, right? But you clean. You believe these kids in our homeschool co-op, they cook, they clean, they clean the church, they take care of it. I want you the future of the church. I want you to give with your hearts, with your minds, with your love. Just treat everyone with love. It's not that complicated. I'm not talking high theology, lots of books, different tones, know this, no. Right? What's this date? What's this calendar? Let's be simple here. We have to love Christ. But to love Christ, you have to love other people. I'm going to end with this story. He would go out every Wednesday and Friday, and everyone would come in the city and tell them their problems, and he would help figure out their problems, this bishop, St. John. And then he would walk, and he would give money to the poor. And there'd be a deacon next to him that would keep the money, the coins. And one man came and begged him, and he gave him 6 silver coins. Then the man, the beggar, ran away, changed his clothes, and came back and begged for more. And he knew it. And he recognized him, and he gave him 6 more coins. Then he did it a third time. He changed his clothes again, came down, and as the deacons and the people were like, and other people were like, get away from him, you're abusing this. He says, no, stop. Give him 12 silver coins. He says, because maybe this is Christ testing me. And all those deacons were shamed. And those Christians chasing him away. Right? You might say, well, he was taking advantage. He was so-and-so. How weak is Christ? He was weak. He was taken advantage of. Why didn't he let the wolf pull the verse? Why didn't he come and get a legion of angels and just come down from the cross? Because it's a different way of living. Christian life is a different, radically different life, brothers and sisters. TV is not real life. This world around you, what you think is real life, it's fallen. People step on each other. They say, it's mine. They'll be rude to their friends to get the money, get the job. This looked foolish. Was this foolish? It looked foolish. He died. I guess he was going to do good stuff. And then he goes into hell and destroys the devil and rises from the dead and shows us that foolishness for Christ is true wisdom. Who cares if we get taken advantage of? Right? I know plenty of homeless guys. This morning I had lots of them I was outside talking to for liturgy. Do you know what their lives are like? You can't even begin. We sleep in nice warm beds. We eat when we want to eat. And we're so lucky. Aren't you lucky? You all have beautiful clothing on. Even the poorest among you here is rich. Winter is coming. You know how many people the police find dead, frozen to death, outside? I've found people almost half dead over the years here. We are so blessed. So what am I telling you to do today? Let's be like Christ. And let's be like the saints, like St. John. By the way, if someone's drunk and on drugs, should you give them money right then? No. Because that's an idiotic move. Because you're going to give it and they're going to go kill themselves. But aside from that, don't judge. And I have an idea. Not for kids, but for adults. If you love someone, don't just throw money and pass by on the other side. That's pathetic. Treat them like a human being. Oh, I'm running late on my Saturday. I have plans. You have plans. You know, is Reader Andrew here? Good. I'm going to talk about him. He's an unbelievable person. It's just being taped. Shoot. He's an unbelievable person. For all of his sins, and I know them all, he has so much love for the homeless people and for other people. He will always stop. Have you ever asked him for anything? Has he ever said no to you? Never. Never to me. Never once. Go clean up human poop in the back of the parking lot, Andrew. Would you mind? Sure, I'd love to. I'd love to, Father. You'd love to? I don't think you'd love... No one loves picking up poop. Especially person poop. Right? Maybe a mom. But he does it because he loves Christ. And he doesn't just give money to people. He doesn't really do that. He'll take someone and he'll say, let's go over to 7-Eleven, I'll buy it. And he talks to them. And he says, how's your life? What's going on with you? How are you doing? And he listens. And they treat people like the image of God. This is what the saints did, right? This is how he's had the Spirit. If we can't do that to each other, if you can't love your own family this way and each other in the church, how can we ever do it to people we don't know? Or even more, people we don't like. People that are mean to us and crucify us. But that's the goal. So I don't care what the world thinks. I don't care what the world thinks. This is stupid and this is not... Who cares? The world is dying. But with Christ, we live forever. Right? Can we do this? Anybody can do this. Do you have to be smart to do this? Pantaleimon, you have to be smart to do this? No. You have to be rich to do this? No. We can all give. So I have two things I want to ask you. Adults, please tithe to the church. Right? This church is filling up. We have to build a new church. And the property didn't come through. But they didn't donate to us. We might have to finance the property. Do you know if everyone tithe and we got other donations, we could buy the property. We wouldn't have to go begging if everyone gave generously. Right? We barely get by. Thank God it always works out, but we wouldn't have to be that way. You want the ministry of the church to be hindered because you won't give? Right? It's a Christian calling. And the kids, until you get those great paying jobs. So I don't care about money if you know me. It's not about money, it's about your life. It's about, you want to pray, you want to fast, but above all, what I want to see, Benjamin, in my house, where I live, with you, right, in Lenora, in your house, right, Jeremiah, in your house, I want to hear from your parents, gosh, they have so much love for each other. I'm seeing that the boys are actually choosing to help the girls more than themselves. I want to hear wives tell me, Father, I don't know what's going on with my husband, I don't know if he's sick or what, but he's doing the dishes every time, right? I want to hear wives say, and my husband say, my wife didn't nag me today. She didn't nag me. She loved me and gave me a hug and told me she was so thankful for supporting our family. Right? Little things. Let's start at home. Let's start in this parish. This is what attracts people to Christ. Simple, loving humility, because Christ loves us more than anything. If you love other people and you love God more than yourself, you'll find true happiness. Even if you're a little bit poorer. So may God bless our children, especially keep them safe, bless them to give you humble and giving hearts. And adults, please open your hearts to Christ. Be serious about this Christian life. And the sign, you shall know them by their fruits. Are you humble? Are you loving? Are you kind? Do you care about people here and at home? Do you give? Do you tithe? Right? Where your heart is, there your treasure. Treasures, there your heart shall be also. So lay a treasure in heaven, please, brothers and sisters. From the prayers of St. John, may people look at us. May you be known, James, as James the Merciful. Right? May you be known, Dave, as Dave the Merciful. Wouldn't that be great to have that sign? Instead of Father Justin the Schmuck? Or Father Justin the priest is too busy to help somebody? God help us. Right? I know my sin. Let's strive to live in a way. When old Patriarch Pavle of Serbia said, when you were born, kids, you were crying. And everyone else was rejoicing because a baby was born in this world. We should live a life such when we die, we're rejoicing, and everyone else is crying because a holy person is departing this life. That's the way the saints live. May we live this way. We have all the tools to be healed and live this way in Christ. May God help us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.